Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早晨。
You're very quiet this morning.
大家比较安静啊。
Praise the Lord for the time that we have together.
因着主，让我们再一次来聚集，我们感谢祂。
And whether you're quiet or whether you're joyful in heart,
无论你或者安静或者里边喜乐。
We trust that the Lord will be able to use this time for His own glory.
愿主都用着这个时间。
Can you turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of 1 Kings?
请打开我们的圣经来到《列王记上》。
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 19.
19节。
Verses 19 through 21. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 19 through 21.
列王记上19章19节到21节。
Please listen or read along as I read.
请听我读。
So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, while he was plowing with 12 pairs of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed over to him and threw his mantle on him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Please let me kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow you. And he said to him, Go back again, for what have I done to you? So he returned from following him, and he took the pair of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the implements of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he rose and followed Elijah and ministered to him.
19章19节到21节，于是以利亚离开那里走了，遇见沙发的儿子以利沙耕地，在他前头有12对牛，自己赶着第12对。 以利亚到他那里去，将自己的外衣搭在他身上。以利沙就离开牛跑到以利亚那里，说：求你容我先与父母亲嘴，然后我便跟随你。以利亚对他说：你回去吧，我向你作了什么呢？以利沙就离开他回去，宰了一对牛，用兔牛的器具煮肉给民吃，随后就起身跟随以利亚服侍他。
And then over in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2.
列王记下第二章。
2 Kings chapter 2, starting on verse 1.
第一节。
And it came about when the Lord was about to take up Elijah by a whirlwind to heaven that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel. But Elijah said, As the Lord lives and as your messenger live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Then the sons of prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? And he said, Yes, I know. Be still. And Elijah said to him, Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. But he said, As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho approached Elisha and said to him, Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? And he answered, Yes, I know. Be still. Then Elijah said to him, Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan. And he said, As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. Now the 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood opposite them at a distance while the two of them stood by the Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and folded it together and struck the waters. They were divided here and there so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. Now it came about when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you. And Elisha said, Please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And he said, You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. Then it came about as they were going along and talking that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire which separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven. And Elisha saw and cried out, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And he saw him no more. And then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and returned and stood by the bank of the Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and struck the waters and said, Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? And when he had also had struck the waters, they were divided here and there, and Elisha crossed over.
我们由第1节读到第14节。耶和华要用旋风接你以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利沙从吉甲前往。以利亚对以利沙说：耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。 以利沙说：我只着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是二人下到伯特利，和住伯特利的先知门徒出来见以利沙，对他说：耶和华今日要接你的师傅离开你，你知道不知道？他说：我知道。你们不要作声。以利亚对以利沙说：耶和华差遣我往耶利哥去，你可以在这里等候。以利沙说：我只着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是二人到了耶利哥，住耶利哥的先知门徒就近以利沙，对他说：耶和华今日要接你的师傅离开你，你知道不知道？他说：我知道。你们不要作声。以利亚对以利沙说：耶和华差遣我往约旦河去，你可以在这里等候。以利沙说：我只着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是二人一同前往，有先知门徒去了五十人，远远的站在他们对面。二人在约旦河边站住，以利亚将自己的外衣卷起来，用以打水，水就左右分开。二人就走干地而过。过去之后，以利亚对以利沙说：我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你作什么，只管求我。以利沙说：愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。以利亚说：你所求的难得，虽然如此，我被接去离开你的时候，你若看见我，就必得着，不然必得不着了。他们正走着说话，忽有火驹火马将二人隔开，以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。以利沙看见就呼叫说：我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战驹马兵啊！以后就不再见他了。于是以利沙把自己的衣服撕为两片，他拾起以利亚身上掉下来的外衣，回去站在约旦河边。他用以利亚身上掉下来的外衣打水，说：耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呢？打水之后，水也左右分开，以利亚就过来了。
Let's turn to the Lord in prayer.
我们来祷告。
Our Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for the time that you give us this morning.
父神，因着你早晨为我们预备时间，我们感谢你。
And that we can come to the house of God to worship you.
叫我们能够在神家里边来敬拜你。
In some small way to know you more.
叫我们在小事上边来更认识你。
And to know this life that you have given unto us.
都认识你给我们所的生命。
We thank you for the words that are before us this morning.
都为着早晨你给我们的话，我们感谢你。
We ask that you would use them for your own glory.
愿意主藉着你的话叫你得荣耀。
That you would strip away the things of man.
叫你将人一切的作为你挪开。
So that the things of God would remain behind.
叫神单单是神所作的能够存留。
And may your perfect will be done.
愿意你自己的完全在我们身上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning I'd like to share with you brothers and sisters about what it means to follow after our Lord.
早晨愿意同弟兄姊妹嚟交通究竟点样嚟跟随神。
Specifically through the person of Elisha.
特别嘅就系藉住以利沙呢个人。
We've had many times together in the recent quarter talking about following after the Lord.
近几次都同大家交通过如何嘅嚟跟随主。
Whether through the winter conference or the sharings after or even some messages from the pulpit.
無論是這個的特會或者是講台上面的訊息。
We know that the Lord calls each one of us to follow after him.
我知道主是你呼召我們每一個人你要跟隨他。
And to each one of us, there are a different set of circumstances that we must overcome in order to heed this call to follow.
在每個人的身上邊都有不同的我要克服的难处，叫我能够起来跟随他。
But something that is common for all of us in regards to following after him is that we must all step up.
但对于每一个来讲都有共同的要跟随他的需求就是我们需要起来来到行走跟随他。
And we must learn to overcome the circumstances that are before us and even ourselves as well, our flesh.
我们每个人都要学习你要克服摆在我们前边的难处，甚至乎我们的己。
For just as the song that we sung this morning, the Lord God desires to remake us, to make us more like into the image of his very own son.
好似早晨我们所唱的诗歌，就是主愿意叫我们被做刻画成他的形象，更加似他的儿子。
So the passage that we read this morning really point to the calling of Elisha from Elijah.
早晨我读过一段圣经就讲到以利沙怎么样来蒙召来代替以利亚。
I think many of us know that these two men were great prophets. And we may or may not know that these men had some very similar things about them. Not only in regards to their names, but to the events of their lives. Their names are so close to the same that you will probably catch me or my brother this morning slipping, crossing up the two names. These two men were prophets who served in the 9th century before Christ. They were both called to speak to the nation of Israel. And even to some Gentiles. They perform a service before kings. They perform miracles for widows. They raised up kids, sons from the dead. So there were many similar events in their lives. But they were two very different people. As I've shared about Elijah, we know that he was a forerunner. He was a messenger in the order of John the Baptist. He was a very rugged man, both in his appearance and his demeanor. He had a fiery character, oftentimes calling down fire from heaven. And he was one who lived on the edge of society, in the wilderness, alone by himself many times. He made few appearances, but the times that he did appear, it was always a dramatic appearance. Elisha is different. He's likened to, some have said, Jesus. As one who saves. Because the name Elisha and the name Jesus both mean the same thing. It means God is my salvation. Jehovah is my salvation. He was a tender man, but powerful. He had a big heart. He's very compassionate, very sensitive. And as we're to read on about the person of Elisha, we would know that he was very sensitive to what the moment called for. Whether he needed to react in sternness and toughness or firmness, or whether he could be one of grace and humility and gentleness. He was a very personal man. He did not hide himself from people, but he interacted very much with those he was around. And Elisha, he performed more miracles than any other prophet, with the exception of the person of Moses.
以利沙呢,是從這個摩西以來,去行神蹟最多的先知。
And so as such then, many liken him to the person of Jesus Christ, because of all these miracles, because of the grace that was in his life.
他為什麼說他像主耶穌呢? 不單止在神蹟這方面,並且在他的恩慈方面都是像主的。
He's a picture of one who is humble, yet victorious.
他是給我們看見一幅謙卑的圖畫,但然而他卻是得勝的。
So Elijah preceded Elisha, just as John the Baptist preceded Jesus Christ.
以利亚在这个以利沙前边, 就好像施浸约翰在这个耶稣的前边一样。
You know, their service, their ministry really complemented one another, or really one led to the other.
一个的服侍呢,引进另外一个的服侍。
For we know that John's service was to prepare the way of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们知道,施浸约翰乃为主耶稣基督预备道路的。
Elijah's service was to bring the people, the nation, back in repentance to the Lord.
以利亚所作的就是叫人悔改,叫人来到主的面前。
And then Elisha was to take these people and then share farther than on the grace, the reality, the gentleness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
以利沙所作的就是带领这帮悔改的人,并且将神的恩赐。
We know from the account that we read this morning in 1 Kings chapter 19 that Elijah called Elisha.
在这个列王记上19章讲到以利亚呼召以利沙。
And this was after he had come down from the mountain. The Lord had revealed to Elijah that he was to call Elisha.
当这个以利亚从山上边下来的时候，耶和华神就启示给以利亚听，叫他呼召这以利沙。
And so we recognize the calling by the simple action of Elijah throwing his mantle, casting his mantle over Elisha.
我知道呢，这个呢就是呼召佢呢，嗰一个动作就系将佢外衣搭喺呢个佢嘅身嘅上边。
This mantle was Elijah's cloak, his outer garment.
呢个就系佢嘅外衣。
It identified who he was.
俾人呢个外衣叫人认识，呢个就系以利亚。
The word cloak really speaks to an identity, a person's magnificence.
这件衣服呢,就是讲到这个人的标志,这个人的特色。
So in this simple action where Elijah throws his mantle over Elisha, it was a sign that Elisha was to take up this role of Elijah.
以利亚将外衣打在以利沙的身上，这个简单的动作呢，乃是叫他晓得原来以利沙呢要承接以利亚所做的。Really,
that he was to be the next servant of God, the next prophet for the people of Israel.
就是以利沙就是被神所兴起作为以色列的另外一个先知。And
so we read in verses 20 and 21 as to how Elisha responded.
在20节、21节就讲到以利沙怎么样来到。
How he went back to kiss his parents goodbye, and then he took of his oxen and the instruments for fire to sacrifice them.
就是形容到他回去来到亲亲他的父母，跟他们说再见，然后就将他的牛烧了，献为祭。
So it was a sign of complete dedication.
就是告诉我们晓得这个是完全的奉献。Of
absolute obedience, with no turning back.
完全的没回头的指望了。As
he destroyed his livelihood.
他在那个破釜沉舟。In
the hope, in the goal of moving forward as a servant.
就是一直往前行，作神的仆人。
So Elijah became a teacher then and a father to Elisha.
以利亚对于以利沙来讲是为师，亦师亦父嘅。And
Elisha was a disciple and a son to Elijah.
以利沙对于以利亚来讲呢，佢觉得佢系作佢嘅门徒。God
brought them together to serve together.
神用让佢哋一同嚟到学习。And
we know that God ultimately separated them apart, as we've read here in 2 Kings chapter 2, for God's greater glory.
为着神。 更加大的荣耀，神来到这个列王记下的时候呢，就将他们分开了。For
the matter, in the matter of one short day, God called one servant up to his higher calling.
在一个很短的日子里面，神就呼召他自己的仆人。And
in that same day, he called the other servant to remain behind to take up God's higher calling.
在同一日，他容让另外一个仆人留下来到。 响应他属天的呼召，更高的呼召。Now,
in many ways, it's the same with us.
对于我们来讲，都是有些相似。
God calls us up to a higher calling.
神
俾我哋一个更高嘅呼召。
Now to step up and to follow him.
叫我哋起嚟，你要跟随佢。
You know, this calling does not stop coming just after we believe.
这个嘅呼召唔系停留喺我哋信主之后。
But Christ in fact calls us each and every day.
主乃每一日都嚟呼召我哋。
Because it takes more than just one day or one event to make us complete, to make us more like Jesus.
主要冒著我哋更似神嘅儿子，唔系单止做一件事情或者一日嘅日子。
It really takes a lifetime or even an eternity, one may say.
乃系一生之久，或者到永远。
But we need to take it one step at a time.
我哋却要一步一步嘅，你要跟随住。
Step by step.
一步一步。
So as we look into 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 1.
列王记下第二章第一节嗰度系咁讲嘅。
We're reminded of one very important fact.
俾我提醒一件好紧要嘅事实。
And that is, all our days are numbered.
我哋嘅日子都系被神数算过嘅。
We cannot take the time that we have for granted.
我哋唔能够以为我哋存留地上边嘅日子系应份有嘅。
For our time will be up one day.
因为我哋有一日时间要用尽。
Just as it was going to be for the person of Elijah.
好似对以利亚一样。
His day had come.
他日子到了。
The Lord was about to take him up by a whirlwind to heaven.
要用旋风接他升天。
You know, Elijah was one who was ready to go.
以利亚他是预备好了。
At least when we had spoken about him in the past, he wanted to go.
起码我们以前交通过的他是愿意去。
He had fell into great despair and discouragement.
他曾经落在极大的失落里。
And he asked the Lord to take his life.
他曾经要主你要取他的性命。
But the Lord would not have it so.
但主不要这么做。
For it was not his choice.
因为神不要这么做。
And likewise with us.
同样的我们身上都是如此。
We may want to depart.
我们有时想去见主。
For a greater glory.
有时是为了更大的荣耀。
But this is not our choice.
但这个不是我们的选择。
It's obviously the Lord's choice. The Lord's decision as to when and where we will go.
必须要主神要作主动，去决定我哋几时去。
Our responsibility then is to be ready.
我哋作人嘅责任就系预备好自己。
We need to be ones who number our days and present to God a heart of wisdom.
必须喺主俾我嘅智慧里面每一日要预备好我哋嘅自己。
For the greatest day that we have on this earth is not the day that we're born.
我地上边最可蒙纪念的日子不是我们出生的日子。
It's not the day that we graduate from high school or from college.
也都不是我们中学大学毕业的日子。
Not the day that we get married or we have our children.
也都不是我们结婚或生孩子的日子。
It's not when we find that first job or we retire from that last job.
也都不是我们上第一份工的日子或者我们退休的日子。
Our greatest day on this earth is the day that we pass.
我哋喺地上边最可蒙纪念的日子就系我哋过去嘅日子，我哋去见主嘅日子。
For in that day we will have our testimony complete and presented basically.
喺嗰日我哋嘅见证就要完结。
We cannot go back and change any of it. It's done.
我哋唔可以翻转头再改变任何一啲嘅见证。
And so then this would close the book on our biography, you might say.
原来我一生的自传去到这一天就完结了。
So how is it that we want to finish?
我们究竟怎样想完结我的自传呢?
How is it that we want to be remembered?
我们究竟想如何来被人来纪念呢?
How do we want to be of service and of use as a testimony for our Lord?
我们究竟想如何成为神的见证为主所用呢?
Now, this is why I'd say it is our greatest day, even greater thanComing to believe in the Lord Jesus.
这个就是为什么我说这个我一生里面最应当被纪念的日子。
For coming to believe in the Lord is just the starting point.
我们来到主的面前只不过是一个开始。
But it's when we get to this finishing point, at least finishing as far as being on this earth.
但是如果我在地上面走到终点
it is a culmination of what we have done for the Lord.
这个就是我们一生如何为主做了什么东西。
And what it is that he can use for his own glory.
能不能够叫我们的身来荣耀他。
So it's very important for us then, how we conduct ourselves, looking forward to that time when we will
pass on.
所以十分緊要，我應當如何嘅咧行事啊，為人望著啊前邊嘅啊日子嚟到走呢條嘅道路。
So that we may present to our Lord and to the cloud of witnesses something that is of value, that is of worth unto Him.
叫我哋能夠將自己嚟獻個俾神，亦都喺好似雲彩嘅見證嘅面前成為見證。
We see here that when the Lord called Elijah to go, that Elijah in turn asked Elijah to remain behind.
当神要叫这个以利亚前行的时候，以利亚同以利沙讲，你留喺呢度。
This was obviously a test to the person of Elijah.
这当然对这个以利沙来讲一个试验。
Because we know that he was one who was faithful. We read about it in 1 Kings 19. He ministered to Elijah.
列王记上19章，我睇见以利沙系一个忠信嘅人。
But here when Elijah asked him to remain behind, a higher sense prevailed.
当以利亚叫以利沙留低嘅时候，以利沙里边有一个更高嘅感觉喺嗰度胜过咗神父嘅吩咐。And he
declined Elijah's request.
佢喺嗰度拒绝咗以利亚嘅要求。
Because as a disciple, he had learned to follow Elijah.
当年作为门徒，佢嚟学习跟随以利亚。
But now he was beginning to learn to follow his master's master.
但现今他学习了要跟随他的主人的主人。
He recognized that there was a higher calling.
他在那里晓得有一个更高的呼召。
And so he chose to move on.
所以他在那里来到决定往前走。
And not to remain behind.
不留在下那里。
So in reply he says, As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you.
所以他就说，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，又敢在你的面前起誓，我必不离开你。
We see that he was one who relied not on himself, but he relied on the person of God.
你就看见他所依靠的不是依靠自己，他乃是依靠神。
And not only did he rely on the person of God, but he relied completely on him.
他乃是完全的来依靠主。
For by saying as the Lord lives, he was pointing out who the Lord is.
他指着这个永生神的时候，他就是指着那位永生的主。
But the Lord is a living God.
因为这个主是一个永生的主。
With no beginning, no end.
是一个活的主，他没开始也没结束。
That he is eternal, he is everlasting.
他是永远的。
And that he's the creator of all things.
是从永远至永远，并且是创造一切的主。
Even the creator of his fellow man Elijah.
并且是创造以利亚的主。
So even as Elijah lives and breathes, it points back to who the Lord is.
所以甚至乎以利亚活着，都是指着这个创造以利亚的主，叫他活着。
So it was on the basis of the Lord God that Elisha was able to stand and say he would not leave, he would not remain behind.
这个以利沙说我必不留在这里，他所根据的是什么呢？
So when the sons of the prophets came to him at Bethel, they asked him, Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?
在伯特利有些先知的门徒出来跟他说，耶和华今天要接你的师傅离开你，你知不知道呢？
And in some translations or maybe in some footnotes you actually read, such as in the Darby translation, that it was actually from over your head today.
在一些圣经的译本，好像答比的译本的时候，他就说在脑海里边。
See, Elijah was able to respond, Yes, I know and be still. He had a calm about him. He was able to reassure those who may have been frantic themselves. He knew that there was one that was greater over him than just his master Elijah.
他知道有一位比他的主人就以利亚更大的。That
above his master's head was another head.
原来在他的主人的头上边，另外有一个头。And
that head, of course, is the Lord Jesus.
这个头当然就是耶稣基督。He
is our head.
他是我们的头。And
he is the one who remains with us.
他就是与我们同在的那一位。
Even in those times when the Lord will eventually take away something from us, a friend, a parent, a fatherly figure, the Lord is still there with us.
有阵时神要将我哋作为一啲嘅人嚟攞去一个朋友或者一个好好嘅父亲但系主仍然与我哋同在。
So we can always have that calm.
当然我哋常常会有应当有咁嘅安静。
Because Christ is our head.
因为基督系我哋嘅头。
And Christ does all things well.
并且主系完全嘅。
So everywhere that God called Elijah.
所以无论主喺边度嚟到呼召呢个以利亚。
Elisha responded to Elijah in the same way.
以利沙都系咁样嚟到回应以利亚。
He did not leave him behind.
我唔会离开你。
So they went on together.
所以佢哋都一同嚟去一个地方。
From Gilgal.
从吉格。
To Bethel in verse 2.
去伯特利。
And then to Jericho in verse 4.
然之后第四节去到耶利哥。
And then onward to the Jordan.
然之后去到约旦。
Each time, two at a time, they went.
每一次都系两个人。
They went together as a pair.
佢哋都系两个人一同嚟行走嘅。
When we remain behind, we sometimes forget that we sometimes leave someone else to go at it alone.
当我们存留在地上的时候，很多时候我们叫人一个人要单独来行走。
I think this is something that we don't appreciate much because we're so self-centered.
其实呢我们是挺喜欢这样的，因为我们是自我中心的人。
We just think of our own situation.
我们或者思想我们自己。
And maybe there's times when we're not feeling so well on Fridays and we choose not to come to Friday night meetings.
有時或者星期五晚我覺得不是幾舒服我不來這個晚上聚會了。
But you know, when we do that, it can have an impact.
但你曉得嘛當我們這樣不來聚會的時候有一個影響的吧。
Because sometimes when we choose not to go, someone else, maybe in our family or someone that we drive, will not go for whatever reason. Perhaps we're the driver.
如果你是司機的話如果你不來得那麼很多跟你車的人都不來得了。
So when we remain behind, we leave someone else behind as well.
所以當我們不來的時候呢我們都使到一些人沒有辦法來的。
There is a strength in numbers that the Lord would want us to have.
這是有些東西主要要我們得著的。
And so that is why this is such a beautiful testimony as far as what it means to follow after the Lord.
所以呢這個就給我們一幅很美麗的圖畫叫我們怎樣來跟隨主。
That we would learn to follow together.
我們要學習一同來跟隨他。
Brother and brother.
弟兄與弟兄。
As a body.
就是在身體的裡面。
Together that we would go forward and not leave anyone behind.
我們一同來走來往前走不留下任何一個。
But that we could mutually encourage one another.
我們都可以彼此來鼓勵大家。
There is something to be said about being able to support one another, to pray for one another, and to encourage one another.
我們應當彼此來到支援彼此來一同來禱告。
Let us learn then, like Elijah, to come alongside and to go forward.
好像這個以利沙咁與這個以利亞來同行往前走一樣。
You know, it's interesting in looking at all these different places that the Lord called Elijah and Elisha to, that there is, I think, significance.
當我睇見喺好多事上主嚟到呼召以利亞，亦都嚟到呼召以利沙，我覺得係嗰度係有重要性嘅。
For all these places that we have read about, Gilgal, Bethel, Jericho, Jordan, we're all familiar with them. We've all heard about them because we study the Old Testament in Genesis and in Joshua.
喺呢幾個地方，我一同行走嘅幾個地方，呢個吉格、伯特利、耶利哥、約旦河。我哋喺呢個約書亞記喺創世記裏邊都有講過。
And we know that there's a spiritual significance to each one of these localities.
我哋知道喺每一個地方喺屬靈上邊都有佢嘅意義嘅。
Because each locality describes where God wants to take us as believers.
Which one?
Each locality, each city, each place is where spiritually God wants to take us as believers.
在每一个地方呢都是神愿意引领我们作信徒去的。
It really describes the natural progression that we have in as believers.
就是讲到我们作我们信主所行走的经历都要经过这些地方。
For Gilgal is a place where our shame or our disgrace is rolled away.
吉甲呢就说除去羞耻。
Right, the city, the name Gilgal means rolling, like a wheel.
吉甲呢, 就是好像一个轮子那样走。
And it was at Gilgal where the Lord rolled away the reproach of the Israelites.
这个吉甲呢, 神在那里叫这个以色列人, 那个的羞耻了除去。
As they were entering into the promised land,
当他们进入这个应许地的时候,
right, the Lord renewed, reminded them of the covenant of circumcision.
神在那里提醒他们,
And so there they removed their flesh as a sign of the covenant to the Lord.
在那里他们行这个国礼, 就是说他们要遵从主的命令。
And then we go on to Bethel.
然后呢,
we know what Bethel means.
我们知道伯特利是什么意思?
It's something that's very dear and close to us.
对我们来说呢, 是很近的。
Because Bethel is the house of God.
因为呢, 这个是神的家的意思。
It's a place where Abraham, when he came out of the land of Ur, or the Chaldeans, that he built an altar here. It was the second place that he built an altar.
就是这个阿伯拉罕当他离开加勒底亚吾尔的时候，是第二个地方他来建立这个祭坛的。
It's where he worshipped the Lord.
他就是敬，这个是他敬拜神的地方。
And in the same place, Jacob, he had this great dream.
同样在伯特利这个雅各做了这个梦。
And this was as he was fleeing, that he had this great dream.
就是他做这个梦的地方。
And he was able to find great comfort in meeting the Lord there.
在那里, 他碰到神,里面得着极大的安慰。
So Bethel is a place of comfort, as a place of rest, where we can meet the Lord and worship Him.
所以伯特利, 就是叫人得安慰的地方, 就是叫我们遇见主的地方。
And is where the Lord awaits to meet us.
就是主在那里来到, 等候我们的地方。
And we go on to Jericho.
去到这个耶利哥,
and that's where we learn that the impossible can be overcome by the Lord's power.
在那里他们学习到原来那个不可能的事情在神的大能底下是可能的。
For when we say Jericho, all of us have a picture of what that means.
在我们的脑袋当中都有一幅耶利哥的图画。
If we were to ask the young ones here what Jericho means, they would be able to tell us.
如果我们问这些年轻人耶利哥是怎样的，他们可以站起来跟我们说。
Because I know they studied about the giants that were in that land.
因为呢，他们都学习过喺个地方有啲巨人。
They studied about going into that city.
他们学听过以色列人怎样要进入这个耶利哥城。
Of conquering that city.
怎样要嚟到制服这个城。
How did they do it?
他们怎样做呢?
Was it by might? Was it by power?
是不是因着他们的大能大力呢?
Yes, it was by the power of God, but not the power of men.
是靠着神的大能，不是人的大能。
The city walls fell because the men were told to march around. The people were told to march around 7 times.
因着神吩咐他的子民来到环绕这个城墙7次，之后这个城墙就倒冧了。
And so by faith, through the power of God, the city walls crumbled.
那是因着人的信。
Not because of anything that they did other than just to be obedient, to have that faith.
他们单单只是有这个信靠神信服的心就得胜了。
Likewise, the Lord would want us to have that same faith.
同样的,主也都要我们有一个这样的信心。
To remember all the miracles that He has done in our lives.
叫我们数算祂在我们生命中,一生中所作的奇迹。
And then also to look forward to have that faith that He will continue to do miracles in our lives.
并且有信,藉着信,晓得在前面,他都在我生命里面有行其事。
And then of course we finish at the Jordan.
来到这个约旦。
At the river Jordan, this is where the Lord desires to meet us, to take us across.
来到约旦河,神要带领我们过河。
Because Jordan is the entryway to our destination.
约旦河是叫我们进入目的地那道的门。
For it marks the path into the promised land, at least it did for the Israelites.
对以色列人讲是进入应许地。
The word Jordan means descending, flowing downward.
这个约旦河的意思就是向下流。
The water flowed from the Sea of Galilee down to the Dead Sea via the Jordan.
约旦河是引领这个加利利海的水一直流到这个死海的。
The Dead Sea was so called because it had no outlet, no life.
死海成為死海，因為佢喺裏邊冇生物，亦都冇出口。
And so, if one were to cross the Jordan, and one did not cross it very well, one would be swept up by the waters and be flown down into the Dead Sea.
如果一個人佢冇過約但河啊，唔小心滲咗落河咧，一路流一路落死海啊。
Jordan then really is a symbol of a separation.
因此咧，呢個約但河咧係分開嘅意思。
Because those that would not crossed over would pass into life, but those that did not would be swept into death.
原來能夠過約但河嘅就得著生命，過唔到約但河嘅進入死。
And so the Jordan is where we desire to cross.
因此我哋必須要經過約但河。
And so it's the Lord who takes us there.
那係主引領我哋到嗰度。
And so as we see Elijah and Elisha traveling to all these different cities and places in one day.
當我哋睇見以利沙同埋以利亞喺一日嘅裏邊，要經過呢幾個嘅城市。
We're given a reminder of for those who are leaving and then for those who are stepping up and coming.
我哋就睇見有一個人佢要離開，有一個人佢跟著要上嚟。
That is the Lord who takes us all the way.
但係咧，佢係主一直嚟引領我哋。
From beginning to end, we move on with Him.
從開始到末了，都係佢嚟到引領我哋行走條嘅道路。
Now when Elijah and Elisha had crossed over the Jordan,
當他們兩個人過了約旦河之後,
in verse 9, Elijah, he knew his time was short.
以利亞知道他時間到了。
And so he asked of Elijah, what shall I do for you before I am taken from you?
他就對以利沙說, 我未曾被接去以先, 你要我為你做什麼事呢?
Elijah was asking Elijah for any final requests.
以利亞就跟以利沙說,最後一個嘅要求。
You may think of it as a deathbed request.
你或者講呢個係喺病床上邊最後嘅一個要求。
But what was unusual here was that instead of the dying man being granted a final wish, it was actually the living man that was granted the request.
咁一般嚟講咧，就係嗰個病人佢有最後嘅願望，佢講出嚟。而家唔係嘅，佢係相反嘅。但係活著嘅人有一個咩嘢最後嘅願望，需要有要求嘅咧
？No, Elijah could have asked for anything.
以利沙佢可以要求任何好多別樣嘅事情。
But the Lord's Spirit was upon him.
但係主嘅靈佢喺佢身上。
He asked for a double portion of Elijah's Spirit to be upon him.
佢所求嘅就係願感動你嘅靈加倍嘅靈感動。
This Spirit, of course, was the Lord's Spirit.
呢個嘅靈。
But he wanted a double portion of it.
他要求有加倍的灵。
What does it mean to have a double portion?
加倍的灵是什么意思呢?
Where have we heard that before?
我在哪里听过这个话呢?
We're to look through the Old Testament some more. We'll find in the Book of the Laws that the double portion was set aside for the firstborn.
原来呢当我们来读这个律法书的时候呢原来是这个头生的是得着双倍的。
And it represented then who was the rightful heir to the estate.
就是说哪个究竟是有名正言顺来到承受这个遗产的呢?
Who was a successor not only to the estate but then also to the position.
就是他有位置来得着这个遗产并且得着这个地位的。
You know, we may view this request from Elijah as a sign of being greedy.Asking for a double portion.
我會覺得話咧，咪你以利沙咁貪心，要得兩份咧。
You know, I think his parents were always teaching our children, you know, don't be greedy.
作父母嘅我都教導孩子唔好太貪心。
Don't be asking for seconds before other people haven't even gotten their first.
人哋都未攞曬頭碟，你唔好去攞第二碟。
You know, just wait in line, take what's given to you, eat what's served to you.
排隊，人俾你咩嘢，你又食咩嘢。
For when we see you going back and or asking for more, then we know that you're being greedy.
当人都未完，你翻去攞第二碟咧，我觉得一般都觉得你贪心噶啦。
So I think this is something that is important to all of us as parents.
对于我哋作父母嚟讲咧，紧要嘅。
And we probably all remember teaching our kids this.
我哋应当都系咁样嚟教导我嘅儿女。
And likewise, you young people who will be parents one day, we're sure that you will teach your children the same.
你作年青人有一日你话你自己嘅仔女咧，应当咁嚟教导佢哋。
But here, when it comes to spiritual matters,
但呢度嚟到呢个属灵嘅事
，the Lord looks on it differently.
神却是有另外睇法。
As we can remember, the person of Jacob and Esau.
好似呢个雅各同埋以扫一样。
You know, Jacob was one who stole that birthright from his older brother Esau.
好似系呢个雅各嚟到骗咗以扫呢个长子嘅名分。
While his method wasn't right, it wasn't very honorable.
佢嘅手法系唔对。
His heart was good.
但佢心态系好嘅。
Pleasing the Lord.
系取悦神嘅。
Much better than his brother who despised the birthright.
好过佢嘅兄长以扫藐视呢个长兄嘅名分，长子嘅名分。
The Lord wants us to be asking for that double portion.
主系愿意我哋要求得着呢个双倍长子嘅名分。
This is a good thing.
呢个系好事。
But you know it's also a hard thing.
但系咧亦都系难嘅。
And this is what Elijah replied.
呢个就点解以利亚系咁样样嚟到回复话甚难？
Says in verse 10, you have asked a hard thing.
但你所求嘅难得。
Why was this hard?
点解难呢？
Was it because it was impossible for God to do?
因为对于神嚟讲系好难做咩？
No, nothing is impossible for God.
对于神嚟讲冇嘢系难成就嘅。
It was hard because this is something that you can't just ask for easily.
因为难，因为呢个嘅要求唔系话随随便便就可以要求嘅。
It takes a great measure of faith to ask for these.Hard things.
必须有极大的信心来要求这个难成就的事。
It wasn't something that Elijah could give unto him.
是不是以利沙可以，以利亚可以给得到他的。
A double portion of the Spirit was only something that the Lord God could give.
双倍的灵是唯有神可以赐予给人。
And the Lord God is not just going to give a double portion out to anybody.
但是神却不是随便的将双倍的东西给任何的人。
He's only going to give it out to those who have that true heart.
佢净系俾过嗰啲有真心嘅人。
And who pursue hard after the Lord.
并且系全心全意嚟去寻求神嘅人。
Oh, how God wants us to ask for the hard things.
神何等愿意我哋求取嗰啲难成就嘅事。
He wants to give us the best.
佢愿意将呢啲嘅事物俾我哋。
But we must have the right heart and we must prepare ourselves for it.
但是我们必须要先预备好自己并且要有对的心思。
You know, there's a price to be paid. There's labor involved.
因为在那里需要付出的代价劳力。
A preparation is required.
必须预备好。
God is not just going to give us that double portion of the Spirit.
神不会随随便便双倍的灵力给过我们。
Because it hinges on our own hearts.
因为这个必须与我们的心是有关联的。
And how ready we are, and how much we want to, the things of God.
究竟我们里面有预备好没？并且我们对于神所要的，我们究竟晓得多少？
Because the things of God are not cheap.
因为神的事物并不廉价的。
It is not just something that He so freely hands out.
神属灵的事物双倍的灵。不是神随便就给人。
We know that the work of God is built of precious materials.
我们知道神的工作那是用宝石来到建造的。
Items that have been refined by fire.
那是被火所炼过的。
Do you ever think about the things that you asked the Lord for?
你有没有记得你曾经要求过从主要得一些什么的事物呢？
That is, what do you pray about?
就是说你究竟祷告什么东
西？ Do you ever ask God for the hard things?
你从来有没有向主要求过一些难成就的事？
Not just necessarily hard things for you.
未必一定是对于你来说是难的。
Like, God help me to pass this test that I haven't studied for this week.
我这个礼拜从来没有读过这个功课，主求你帮我合格。
Now, that's a very hard thing to ask, but this is not the type of hard things that we're talking about here.
这个是很难成就的事，不应该这么求的，也不是我们今天所提到的。
Now, we're really talking about the hard things for God's greater glory, for the church.
我们所讲到难得的事物，乃是为着主，为着神的荣耀。
That the Lord would raise up individuals for His own glory, for His own testimony.
乃是愿意主为着祂自己荣耀的缘故来到兴起人。
And that He would draw us together and knit us together so that we would be like that lampstand for him, like that light to display his light.
叫他来吸引我们，叫我们被连成一体，为着这个灯台出来美好的见证。
That the Lord would truly have his way within us and to form us and to change us, to make us truly into the image of Christ Jesus, not by ourselves, but as a group of believers.
叫主在我们里面有道路，叫我们不是自己一个人的，乃是成为身体在他面前。
Now, these are some of the hard things that we ask for.
You
know, I have to confess, brothers and sisters, I'm very weak when it comes to prayer.
弟兄姊妹，真的承认的，来到祷告的这个题目里边，实在是自己学习有限。
And I have to remind myself on, it seems like many days of late, when I'm in a rush to get out, or I have to get out early to spend time with the Lord.
就好像很多时，因为赶住出门，都未必有时间与主嚟到相亲。
Not just reading His Word, but spending time in prayer.
唔系单单话嚟到读经，并且需要喺祷告嘅里边与佢嚟到亲近。
Because there's power in prayer.
因为喺祷告里边能够得着能力。
This is where we will find that double portion in the Lord.
呢个就系我哋如何。
If there's no prayer, there's no power.
没祷告就没能力。
It is so helpful when we get together to pray.
当我们一同来祷告的时候，何等的得着帮助。
Because I, in my own weakness, in my flesh, will end up praying a lot for just my own things, maybe for my family.
因着这样的缘故，有时我不单止只为自己祷告，我亦都为我的家庭要祷告。
But when we can gather together and pray, as a group of believers, whether as a small group or as a corporate group on Thursday nights,
当我一同弟兄姊妹一同嚟祷告，无论人少或者人多，星期四晚一样。
Then we can encourage one another and begin to be able to pray for these hard things for the matter of God's greater glory.
我哋又彼此嚟到激励，叫我哋一同为着属灵嘅难得嘅事物。
We can read here that God rewarded Elijah for his dedication and his desire for God's greater things.
我就睇见喺呢度，神了应许奖赏以利亚，因着佢了求呢个难成就嘅事。Because
we can read in verses 11 and 12 that he was able to see Elijah taken up.
因为睇第十一节、第十二节咧，就佢可以睇见以利亚被接升天。So
then this was an answer. This was a sign. That God was granting him his request for the double portion of the Spirit. And it was a tremendous thing that Elijah was able to see the glory of God appear in the form of chariots of fire and horsemen of fire, horses of fire.
何等伟大的一个光景，以利亚能够亲眼睇见神嘅荣耀，显现藉着火炬火马。
It was a glimpse of glory. And awestruck, Elisha exclaimed, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. No, he wasn't only describing what he saw, which was such a marvelous, glorious sight. But I think he was also proclaiming, describing who the person of Elijah was. That Elijah was like a father unto him. For he had trained him. Elijah had trained Elisha and shown him the way. And Elijah, he was also like the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. For he was able to do that which was actually better than the finest and the best chariots and best horsemen.
As
God was able to use him to turn the nation away from idolatry and back into the Lord. This was a wonderful glimpse into the glory of God.
Uh, 永远嘅荣耀一样。
And Elijah was taken up into this glory.
啊，并且以利亚喺荣耀里边被接升天。
One moment he was there.
喺前一刻佢还喺度。
And the next moment he was gone.
下一刻佢就被接咗去啦。
Taken up just like that.
啊，就被接去啦，就好似咁样。
Oh, what a beautiful sight.
何等美妙嘅光景。
What a wonderful thought.
何等啊美妙嘅思想。
Just like Enoch.
好似啊以诺一样。
A man who walked with God.
啊，与神同行。
One who was a witness that he was pleasing to God.
啊，就作为咗被神悦纳嘅凭据。
Oh, how we long for that ourselves.
我哋何等渴望我哋都能够如此。
To just to be taken up.
啊，就系咁样样被主嚟接走。
You know the Lord desires to take us up just like this.
你知道吗？主真系愿意每一个都咁嚟到被佢接去嘅。
It's called the rapture.
啊，就系圣经里边所讲到被提。
The Lord doesn't want us to have to go through death.
啊，主嘅心意唔系叫我哋啊经过死亡。
He wants us to just pass through on the power of His Son Jesus.
佢叫我哋藉着佢儿子基督嘅能力嚟到经过。
And literally just to be taken up.
啊，并且按着字句咁被接上天。
Well, this is what the Lord would desire for us and for His people who overcome.
啊，呢个系啊主对于得胜者嗰个心意。
So when Elijah was taken up, Elisha responded.
啊，当以利亚被接升天嘅时候，以利沙就咁样嚟回应。
Not only in words, but in action.
啊，唔单止系喺言语上边，并且亦都有行动嘅。
He took hold of his clothes.
佢将啊佢嘅外衣。
And he tore them in two pieces.
将佢撕开两半。
You know, Elijah, he willed not to leave Elijah. We can see his steadfastness to his friend, to his fatherly figure.
你睇见以利沙咧，佢唔愿离开以利亚，啊，呢个系佢嘅朋友。
But God's will was at work to take Elijah and to replace Elijah with Elisha.
啊，但系神嘅旨意却系将呢个以利亚接去，用让以利沙嚟到成全啊呢个以利亚。
So I think part in awe and part in anguish, he took hold of his clothes and he tore them in two.
啊，所以佢就将呢件外衣咧就啊撕开两半。
And I think this is a very symbolic picture.
觉得系啊，好似一幅图画一样。
For in tearing his old clothes, for renting his clothes, he was showing how he's putting aside his old self.
啊，当佢将自己嘅衣服嚟到撕开嘅时候，就话佢啊点样样啊叫呢、这个啊老我嚟到除去。
And then by him then picking up the mantle in verse 13, he took up the mantle. It was a sign of him taking on that new role that God had called him to.
然后呢，拾起以利亚身上边掉下来嘅外衣，就讲到佢点样样承接。
Now he was letting go of who he used to be.
佢系将自己嘅旧我嚟到舍去。
He was just a simple servant that ministered to Elijah.
啊，佢就系好似要啊。跟着以利亚咁要嚟服侍。
And if we were to look in the next chapter, chapter 3, we actually see that Elijah was just one who simply poured water on Elijah's hands.
啊，咁如果我再读落去嗰章嘅时候咧，你咧就睇见呢个啊以利亚咧就系啊如果倒水落手嗰度嗰一位。
He was a water boy.
啊，佢系一个啊攞水嘅人。
You ever think about what it is, what it means to be a water boy?
作一个啊攞水嘅系咩意思咧
？You know, it's a very humble position.
啊，系一个十分谦卑嘅事情。
You know, I don't know they do it anymore, but when I used to go to football games, I would see little boys running out to the football field while the players were resting, and he would be bringing out the water.
啊，咁我唔知道而家仲有冇咁做啊？如果去足球比赛嘅时候到中场。有一个童子，有细路仔攞啲水出去俾人求人去饮水。
You know, when we're little, we want to be that water boy.
你知道吗？当我系细个时候，我系中意做呢个啊攞水嘅俾人嘅啊细路仔。
That looks like something fun. I get to run out there with this water, and I can feel all important.
啊，我觉得都几紧要啊！啊，我可以攞啲水去俾人嚟饮。
But as we grow up, we realize I don't want to be that water boy.
啊，但当我长大咗，我觉得我唔想做呢个啊攞水嘅细路仔啦。
That's just a little kid.
啊，就系一个细路仔要做嘅事情。
And half the time he trips over himself or he's spilling the water out as he's going out there.
啊，我攞啲水走出去，一路走咧，水一路啊流出嚟。
You know, I want to be that star. I want to be that football player. I want to be on the team instead.
我想做嗰个足球明星，我唔想净系做一个啊。 呢個細路仔所作嘅。
So this was like Elisha.
呢個就係阿以利沙。
It was time for him to step up to who God wanted him to be.
啊，佢要走上呢個舞台上邊。
No longer just a little water boy.
啊，唔係淨係話係作嗰個嘅小童。
But to be a mouthpiece for God.
啊，那係要作神嘅出口。
Now God wants all of us to step up.
啊，其實咧對於我嚟講，神都係咁要求嘅。
He doesn't want us to just remain at the stage of being little children.
佢唔願意我哋都啊還係作呢個童子。
Little children whose sins are forgiven.
啊，小子們啊，你嘅罪得到赦免。
They know God.
啊，佢哋認識神。
What a blessing that is to know God at a young age.
啊，作為呢個小子，我哋認識主係何等嘅美好。
But it would be abnormal if we just remain as little children.
啊，但係如果我哋常常還係作小子咧，呢個係唔正常嘅。
They may all look cute.
啊，細路仔好似好啊趣致。
And we like seeing the little babies here.
好像我們喜歡這些BB一樣。
But if 5 years from now, 10 years from now, there are still these little babies, we know something is wrong.
啊，但如果五歲了，還好像BB一樣，啊，有問題了。
The Lord wants us to grow up to be young men who are strong.
啊，主願意我們成長成少年人，啊，強壯起上來。
Who have the Word of God living within us.
在裡面有主活的話。
And ones who have overcome the evil one.
啊，並且能夠勝過那惡者。
And then he would want us to even step beyond that.
啊，並且主亦都要我哋再進前一步。
To become like fathers.
能夠成為呢個父老。
Who know the Lord who was from the beginning.
但認識嗰個起初原有嘅。
That we would have this deep understanding of who the Lord is.
那係有深入嘅認識啊，主嘅所事。
That we would know Him who has been from the beginning, the eternal God.
就是認識那個位從起初原有的，就是那個自有永有的。
In all the many facets of what that word means.
啊，並且啊，認識佢裏邊所作嘅一切。
There's a deep understanding. There's a deep meaning there.
在這個裡面有十分啊深奧的啊意思。
That really only the fathers know.
啊，只有父知道。
Well, how the Lord wants us to grow up.
啊。並且咧係啊，主願意我哋知道。
It's just like that spiritual regression that we had talked about, going from Gilgal to Bethel to Jericho to the Jordan.
啊，就好似我哋所講到我屬靈生長嘅道路，從吉甲去伯特利，從伯特利去到啊耶利哥，再去到約旦河。
Well, the Lord wants us to step up and to progress, to move on.
啊，主願意我一步一步往前走。
You know, I often find what's a good measure is how do we behave, how do we conduct ourselves when others are absent.
啊，當啊別人嚟到啊離開嘅時候，我哋究竟應當點樣行事為人咧？
Whether we're alone by ourselves at our homes or wherever it may be, or whether we're worshiping together.
啊，究竟我哋係自己一個喺屋留喺屋企裏邊咧，定我一同啊嚟到啊？
Are we individuals who are responsible and God honoring and God fearing and all the things that we do and think?
究竟我哋系咪一个啊敬畏神嘅人？无论喺我哋啊嘅行事，或者我思想嘅里面。
And when we gather together, do we gather together in the Lord's name, prepared and ready to go?
当我哋要嚟到聚会嘅时候，我哋啊系咪奉着主嘅名？我哋預備好，我哋要往前走咧。
Ready to worship, irregardless of who's here or who's not here.
啊，唔係因著邊個喺度，或者邊個唔喺度，我哋都要嚟到敬拜主咧。
When our brother Simon isn't here for bread breaking.
啊，當弟兄喺度啊擘餅嘅時候。
When our brother Simon isn't here for bread breaking, is there going to be someone else who's going to stand up?
啊，當弟兄唔喺度啊擘餅聚會唔喺度嘅時候，有冇別嘅弟兄嚟到起嚟咧？
Or when a brother or sister isn't present there for Bible study, one of the leaders or the one who normally shares.
啊，或者係帶領啊呢個啊讀經班嘅唔喺度，有冇弟兄起嚟啊嚟到繼續嗰度服侍咧
？Will there be someone else who shares the word?
啊，有冇人起嚟分享話語咧
？Or at sharing meeting as we gather together.
或者喺交通聚會我同你交通嘅時候。
I won't mention the brethren that we know who share. There are some here who had a great heart to share. I don't know if I will embarrass them or I will flatter them too much.
有啲弟兄咧，姊妹唔好咁提佢名，佢常常啊嚟到交通嘅，啊神實在俾佢哋好有願意嘅心， 要交通啊，但我又唔想高抬佢哋，亦都唔想叫佢哋尴尬。
When they're not present, are we fearful? Do we think, oh, who's going to share today?
啊，如果佢班人唔喺度嘅时候咧，咁我哋话，哎呀，有冇人接续上嚟咧？今日边个嚟交通咧？
Brother X isn't here. Sister Y, she's gone.
哦 ，A 弟兄、阿甲弟兄、月姊妹唔喺度噃。
How are we going to spend these 2 hours?
啊，呢个两个钟头我哋点过咧
？Now let us look to the Lord to be our head.
哦，我哋必须要仰望主作我哋嘅头。
But let us not only look to him to be our head at that point in time, but in the time that precedes it.
啊，唔单止系需去到嗰一点，我哋需要仰望主。嗱，呢时刻未到嘅时候，我哋就需要有预备好。
We don't need to be anxious, or we don't have to be worried.
我哋唔需要喺嗰度有焦虑，亦都唔需要有担心。
But we do need to prepare ourselves.
但我哋却必须预备好我哋自己。
And we need to be ready like those who can step up.
我哋需要学习预备好自己，随时能够起嚟。
Oh, the mantle here represented the double portion of the spirit that had been placed on Elijah.
呢个嘅外衣就系预表到俾佢嘅双份嘅灵。
And we read.In verse 14, of how this mantle fell from him, that it fell down from heaven.
14节呢度就讲到呢个嘅外衣点样好似从天上边降落嚟一样。
Excuse me, it's in verse 13.
喺十三节。
And so this mantle then, it was like the spirit coming down from heaven.
呢个外衣咧，喺天上边掉落嚟嘅，就好似圣灵喺天上边降落地上边一样。
For it was with his mantle then that Elijah was able to receive this double portion of the Spirit.
就是因着这个外衣，以利沙能够得着加双倍的灵。
And with his mantle then he was able to then divide the waters again.
因着这个外衣，他能够叫这个河水来分开。
And cross back through the Jordan.
然之后回去这个约旦。
Is a confirmation then of the Lord's Spirit upon Elijah.
这个就是神确认了他的灵在以利沙的身上。
I think in taking up the mantle, we also see that Elijah was putting on Christ.
穿起这个外衣，也都是表示他穿起基督。
Because Christ is like that mantle. He's like our covering. He's the one who hides us.
基督就是我们的外衣，我们是隐藏在基督的里面。基督也都是我们的义。
For when Elijah took that mantle in verse 8, and he folded it together, and then he struck the waters.
当以利亚来到拿个外衣的时候，就卷起上来用来打水的。
We see how it is a picture of how the Lord takes us and He covers us over.
就好似主怎样样来到遮蔽我们，将我们收起上来。
And He carries us across harm's way, across the water, safely into His resting place.
并且引领我们经过这个江河，进到安稳的地方。
There's power in this mantle to divide the Jordan River.
在这个外衣里面实在有能力。
It is only the power of Christ that allows us to pass through that which separates us, life and death.
唯有基督的能力能够叫我们经过这一切。
And so complete was this power that we read that when they crossed over on dry ground.
这个的外衣的实在有着大能啊。呢度所經過嘅河唔係濕嘅，係乾嘅。
It wasn't something that was muddy.
唔係話泥泞嘅。
It's completely dry.
係完全嘅乾地。
Similar to how the ground was dry when the Israelites crossed with Moses the Red Sea.
就好似摩西引領以色列人過紅海嘅時候，佢行走乾地一樣。
And similar to how Joshua and the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant when they crossed that Jordan the first time.The ground was also made dry.
就好似以利约书亚同埋啲祭司们抬住约柜各约大河嘅时候，嗰个系干地嚟嘅。
This is the Lord Jesus. This is what He does.
呢个系主耶稣佢所作嘅。
He protects us from all of harm's way.
佢嚟到保护我哋，叫我哋唔受伤害。
And He makes the path smooth for us and easy.
并且喺嗰度为我哋铲平所有嘅道路，叫我哋行走容易嘅道路。
We do not have to worry about the mud. We do not have to get stuck.
我哋唔需要担心泥泞嘅道路。
Christ, He's the only one who can take us across this line of separation to pass over from death into life.
基督就系嗰一位叫我越过嗰个分界线，就系生同埋死嘅分界线。
I thank the Lord that He does not do things halfway.
感谢主，佢作事唔系作到一半。
But that He does all things well.
佢所作嘅全然美好。
He is perfect and he wants to make us perfect and complete.
他是完全的, 他都叫我们能够,
it's interesting to note that in coming from Jericho, when Elijah and Elisha, they cross,
从这个耶利哥那里过来,以利亚,以利沙,他过了去了,
they were actually stepping out of the promised land.
他们其实呢,
if you were to look at a map and trace out all these different localities that they were going to, they were actually in the promised land going out.
如果你们要看这个地图的话,你又看到原来这几个地方,原来他们是离开这个应许地的。
And once they got out of that promised land, they actually got a glimpse of glory.
当他们离开应许地,他就看见这个荣耀的一刻。
This may seem a little backwards.
这个觉得好像调转了。
Where we may think, well, isn't the promised land where we want to end up?
我们是不是应当最终就在这个应许地的里边呢?
Yes, it is, but I think this points out something else.
是的,但我觉得这个主另外有话跟我们说。
It really reminds us that this possession that we have, that we strive for, is not just an earthly one.
叫我们认识到我们所努力要得着的这一切不是属地的。
But that we're looking for that heavenly city whose architect, whose builder is God Himself.
我们所仰望的,那是那位建造属天的耶路撒冷,那个根基是属天的。So
we should not let our eyes become fixated on the things of this earth.
所以我们眼目不应当注视地上边。
As abundant and as rich, as nice as it is, we can't let our eyes become fixed here.
虽然地上边很多都是美好。 很多的丰盛,但我们眼不应当留在地上边。
But our eyes need to be focused heavenward.
我们应当注目在属天的。
For we have a better possession, an abiding possession, a lasting one that we must take hold of.
因为我们有更美好的,能够传到永远的,为我们传留。
I'd like to just finish with a few words of encouragement from the book of Philippians.
愿意在这个腓立比书里面。
It's a passage that we're, I think, all familiar with. Philippians 3, verses 12-14. I think this really provides us with the picture of encouragement that the Lord has placed on my heart to pass along to you today.
Verse 12.
Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
这不是说我已经得着了,已经完全了,我乃是竭力追求,或者我得着耶稣基督所叫我得着的。Brethren,
I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
弟兄们,我不是以为自己已经得着了,我只有一件事,就是忘记背后,努力面前,向着标杆直跑,要得神作基督,从上面照我来所得的奖赏。I press
on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So in verse 12, when it says to lay hold of,
第12节那里讲到,我是竭力追求,
it means to eagerly seize, to possess, to take.
就说我很竭力,我想要得着。
Christ so eagerly took hold of us.
主是很愿意得着我们。
Have we ever considered that?
我们有没有想过呢?
He was not one who was reluctant.
他不是那位说很放松的。
He wanted to save us.
他愿意要拯救我们。
He wanted to take hold of us.
他想要抓住我们。
He wants to bring us across that river Jordan, out of death into life.
他要拯救我们,越过约大河,从死亡进入生命的里面。
He laid hold of us.
他在那里得着我们。
The question for us today is, will we lay hold of him?
今天的问题就是我们愿不愿意得着他?
Do we want to do the same of him?
我们愿不愿意好像他在我身上,我们这样做他?
Are we willing to take up that mantle?
我们愿不愿意拿起那件外衣?
Are we willing to step up?
我们愿不愿意走上那一步?
Don't back down.
并且不退后.
For the Lord is calling each and every one of us today.
因为主实在是今天要呼召我们当中的每一位。
To take that step of faith.
拿起那一步, 信心嘅道路。
And to take hold of that life that is in Christ Jesus.
并且抓紧就系喺爱里边嘅耶稣基督嘅生命。
And as we do, we will become more and more like Him.
当我哋愿意咁做嘅时候，爱里边就越嚟越活泼。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我哋一同去祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you so much that you are a lover of man.
父神啊，感谢你，你实在了爱我哋。
That you did not want us to perish.
你唔愿意一人嚟灭亡。
Outside of your presence.
喺冇你嘅同在。
But that you have given us your Son.
你将你儿子嚟赐过俾我哋。
So as to take us over from death into life.
叫我哋嚟到越过死亡进入生命。
That we may be able to know thee.
叫我哋能够更多嚟认识你。
And to serve thee and to worship thee.
嚟到敬拜你。
We want to commit ourselves unto you.
我愿将自己交你嘅手嘅里面。
That we may learn to be ones who would follow along after you.
我哋愿意嚟到一生嚟到跟随主。
That we would daily pick up a cross and follow you.
每一日攞喺我哋十字架嚟跟随主。
That our eyes would be set heavenward towards you.
叫我眼注目属天嘅。
And not to the things of this world.
唔系注目地嘅。
Which just fade away.
因为呢啲都会过去。
But you are all that is good and all that is pleasing, all that is lasting.
因为主并你自己系长存嘅，你系可喜悦嘅嗰一位。
And so we look to you to complete this work within us.
所以因此我仰望主，你要成就喺我里边嘅工。
We are unable of ourselves.
我自己嚟讲，我系冇办法。
But you are able to.
但系主系能嘅。
And so we call upon your faithfulness to do the work in us.
因此我呼求与主因着你嘅信实作成你嘅工喺我身上。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.